It's Sunday morning in the little white chapel in Tambacounda, Senegal, West Africa. It's time for Sunday school to start, and everyone's coming from many different directions. It's a dusty, warm African morning with the sun real bright. They sing in three or four different languages so that each group enjoys their own words. I've decided to follow Jesus. The first is in French. Sorry, no. Now the verse in Bambara. The trade language. I wish you could see them clapping their hands and worshiping the Lord.
Thank you. say Pastor Creel preaching in French and Samba translating into Pol, the trade language. He's preaching from Hebrews 2, 14 and 15, and using also John 11, explaining Christ came in the form of man, and he was also God, became our Savior, dying in our place.
This is to Mary Ballinger over in Africa. Greetings, Mary, from Northwest College in Kirkland, Washington. This is Brother Millard. I'm a faculty advisor to the World Missions Outreach Group here on campus this year, and I'm sending this tape to you, Mary, to ask you if you'd be so kind as to prepare a tape recording for us to use here on campus to promote world missions. I know that you're very busy, and I'm not sure that you have a tape recorder, but perhaps somebody there near you does. And what we have in mind, Mary, is to use these tapes from all around the world that we get from our missionary alumni here in January in a missionary convention on campus with Brother Melvin Hodges. And so we're wondering if it would be possible for you to record part of one of the services there where you are. It might even be in the school where you teach. Maybe there's a devotional service. This would be rather unique. And it would represent one facet of missions that perhaps is not often thought of. And if the tape did not have more than singing on it, then perhaps a testimony in the native tongue of one of the children or one of the nationals, if this should be a church service that this is done in, it would be most valuable to us. We would not need to have a word-for-word translation on a testimony if it were on there, just maybe a footnote of explanation as to who it is and the gist of what they said would be all necessary. Now, to use this tape for the special purpose we have in mind, we would need to have it back here by the middle of January, and we will see that your postage is sent reimbursed to you. We're going to send a check of $5 to everyone who responds to cover their mailing expenses. Well, now just a word of news, Mary. Perhaps it isn't news because you have a couple of sisters in school this year, and we're certainly happy to have them here to kind of carry the banner where you left off. We have a record student body again this year in numbers, almost 550 enrolled this quarter, and so it really fills the campus up. Our new learning center is certainly a blessing. It almost doubles our classroom space, and it's proved to be a real a boon to our needs for this year. We just need more dormitory space now. But the Lord is blessed and has moved on campus here. We've had a good response to missions, my special interest in missions, particularly not only because I'm advisor to the missions group, but I think it's one of the most worthwhile investments of life that can be made. And certainly in the cause of the gospel and the eternal dividends that are reaped as a result of investment of this kind. We shall appreciate your prayers that God will move by His Holy Spirit among the students and that many will be called to go forth in the missionary field. We think that this is a unique opportunity to challenge young people with the things that really count in life, and not only for life, but for eternity. Mary, we think of you often, and we pray for you, and our interests are following you, and we pray that God will bless you and make you a blessing, and that He will multiply your ministry and manyfold, and that through the Holy Spirit, that He'll use you in a very special way. Well, goodbye, and God bless you.